Hello and welcome to the Frontier Strategy Group podcast series. FSG is the leading information services provider for emerging markets executives. We partner with business leaders at more than 200 multinationals by providing them with research, analytical tools, and data that help power their emerging markets business strategies. Today we'll speak about manufacturing locally in Russia, a topic that many of our clients are considering as they expand their presence in EMEA's top emerging market. My name is Martina Bozajeva, practice leader for CE at Frontier Strategy Group. Joining me for today's conversation is Alex Zaguskin, FSG Expert Advisor. Alex has many years of experience in the auto manufacturing industry. He worked as Vice President of Purchasing, Engineering and Localization for Solaris in Russia and was Vice President for Engineering at Russian Machine Systems. He currently heads AZ Enterprise LLC, a management consulting firm specializing in the CIS market that supports multinationals in M&A, setting up manufacturing facilities in CIS markets, and conducting government relations at both the federal and the local level. Mr. Zaguskin has wide-ranging relationships with government institutions in Russia, Turkey, and the CIS. As a reminder, FSG clients can speak with him one-on-one by requesting a conversation through their account manager. Alex, thank you very much for joining us today. Many of our clients are increasing their presence in Russia, and one of the questions that they're beginning to consider is whether they should manufacture in that market. Why should companies localize manufacturing in Russia, and what factors typically contribute to a decision to localize, and is the case particularly strong in some industries over others?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to present my company here. As far as the question you just asked, I think the Russian market is so big and it's so important strategically between the East and West connection that most of the companies really cannot ignore it. So localized manufacturing in Russia has very strategic meaning for most of the companies I know of. But also, the market is growing so rapidly, and as a bridge between two different regions, or West and East, that makes it a very important market. And those factors really contribute to the decision-making process. Russia, as of today, does not have very good logistics. Therefore, to localize your product in Russia means that you bring the product closer to the customer. And automotive is leading by far all these localization efforts. However, I can see that many other industries are coming into Russia as well.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that Russia's membership in the World Trade Organization has changed this calculus, given that import tariffs should be going down and some of them have gone down? Is it still just as strong of a case for companies to localize versus continuing to just import?
Well, certainly the World Trade Organization gave a big impact on the needs of companies' localization in Russia. And many still think they can ship from Poland, for example, into Russia, or from border companies, even from Germany. However, it's still a fact that going through custom is a quite lengthy process. Also, because Russia is so big, once you enter to Russia, you still need to deliver the product somewhere else within the Russian Federation. So I still believe that localizing a product line in Russia is important. Plus, I think we will be looking into their significant decrease of the ruble in value, because Russians started to understand that they need to be competitive. And I think in very near future, it will be an opportunity to export from Russia to other countries. At this point, it's just a dream, but I think it can come into the fruition. So, like I said, I truly believe that many companies will start manufacture in Russia with the aim of first covering the Russian market, then sending to the product to other CIS countries, potentially 10, 15 years down the road, maybe even exporting it to Western countries.
So it's still a strong long-term case. Now, let's talk a little bit about the practicalities of localizing manufacturing in Russia. One of the big questions is about the quality and availability of local suppliers. Can you describe to us the current environment for local suppliers in Russia?
At the moment, the local supply base really does not exist. There are few exceptions, of course. As any rule, we always have exceptions. Quite a few international companies are coming into Russia, but those companies are large in scale, and let's say Ford or General Motors, but they really struggle with Tier 1, Tier 2, and especially Tier 3 supply base. So once the big company localization is difficult but still easier, I think, than Tier 3, much smaller companies, there is a need for smaller companies to come to Russia and do their product ranges into Russia to support the large or global players.
So are you seeing some multinationals bringing their Western suppliers with them to the market, or is it more they try to develop local suppliers to the quality that they need them to be at?
I certainly see a major effort to bring a common supply base into Russia on all different levels, from OEM level, from Tier 1 level, and even from Tier 2 level. As I said, there are some difficulties to develop current supply base. There are still Russian companies exist who can support certain activities, but as a rule, I don't see major Russian players in the market. But I think the potential to bring Tier 2, Tier 3 suppliers will be driven by the counterparts, the Tier 1s and OEMs. However, there is a difficulty that the market is quite fragmented. And in one stream of the program, or even in automotive, for example, there are not a big program which would support a major movement of the entire chain into Russia. So some of the OEMs are shifting into cross-pollination of the programs, trying to give a variety of different business to the supply base in order to justify their existence in Russia. This is very, very different from any activity in the world, even Brazil, China, or India. This is kind of unique, providing the volume in order to inspire the supplier to come to Russia for a certain business segment.
Very interesting. Let's talk for a moment about the labor market as also a factor that contributes to a decision whether or not to localize. Will a multinational coming into the Russian market looking to manufacture there find the quality and cost of local labor that would make this a valuable decision for them?
Well, we have two different aspects here. On one side, the Russian white collar historically is very well educated. Even the blue collar is mostly they carry high school diplomas. However, the population divided up in the people older than 50 or 60 who are extremely well educated technically, much more than, let's say, counterparts in many different countries of the world. However, they don't speak English typically as well, and they don't have an ability to comply with the foreign culture. They still need to be educated. And then there is a younger population who speak English in many cases, but they do not have as much experience as the older population is. So, and there is a gap about 20 years between two different generations. However, when the international company comes to Russia, the need of hiring managers of the younger population is quite high at the moment, and the market is quite hot. To find a good general manager depends on the area. It could be challenging. However, companies still develop the market by themselves. So there is a market where you can find people who can work at the factories and even R&D centers.
Mm-hmm. So it's a question of identifying the right people on the management side, and then also providing the training that is necessary to bring people to the quality that you're looking for.
Yes, you certainly need to plan for the training, and a substantial one, not only in technical skills, but also management. The way of managing people in Russia is quite different than in other countries. Russia historically is a country where the boss makes most of the decisions, and the training needs to be provided in order to teach Russians how to manage in the appropriate manner.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, let's talk for a moment about the more practical aspect of this. Can you talk a little bit about the pros and cons of greenfield versus brownfield investment when companies are looking at manufacturing in the market?
My company does a lot of work on providing companies advices or even lead projects for localization. And we very frequently getting this question, what is the best option? Finding a brownfield operation is very difficult. Most of the companies are looking to lease existing buildings. However, because of the interest rate and some issues in accounting, the lease in Russia, in many instances, is health the business prohibitive, very, very expensive. In many instances, it's cheaper to build your own building than to lease the existing one from somewhere. However, there are some exceptions, of course. So in every particular project has to be looked at and to be very carefully evaluated. Depends on the area, whether it's Moscow or whether it's other regions of Russian Federation, the situation may vary from one region to another.
Mm-hmm. And how should companies go about looking for the actual location of the facility? Let's say they decide to go for greenfield. What factors should they consider when they're looking for the right region or city where they should place that facility?
I think because of the difficult logistics, the facility has to be localized closer either to their material producer, the material which this factory will be consuming, or to the final buyer. And so this is the main factor, I guess, in my opinion, where the factory has to be located. If it's European zone of Russia, with one factory, it would be very difficult to cover the area. In many instances, you may need to have two plants, and we have some strategic findings how to place your factory in which regions and how to cover the footprint, potential footprint of the selling activities in Russian Federation. And if you go behind the Ural, then there is a different strategy altogether for penetration in that area.
Mm-hmm. What would be, based on your experience, the most common challenges that multinationals face when they go through this process of assessing whether and how to manufacture locally and then actually implementing that? Anything that stands out?
Well, most of the issues I can see is to finding volume. So some of the companies are hesitant to come to Russia because they do have a relatively small volume to start with. And they're afraid to come because they don't see that volume coming yet. Or there is another strategy of coming to Russia as a very small entity and then grow it slowly. And I think the Russian mentality and the Russian way of doing business is very much different from the rest of the world. If a company decides to go to Russia, they need to have very ambitious plans. So once they go to Russia, within very relatively short period of time, they need to get as much business as they can. And the reason why I'm saying that, because the Russian market is so big, but also has so many different partitions or business partitions. Once the company comes in and whatever the company is able to get, that's the amount of business they will keep for many years to come with small variations, and the others will take the rest of the market. And the swing between this company and the others may not be as big. So the advice I typically give all the prospects I work with, try to get or capture or attack as much business as you can at the beginning, because later it may be too late.
Very interesting. And I imagine manufacturing locally can allow you to apply that strategy by having your product being closer to the market.
Yes, because it's much easier than if you come as a company who wants to manufacture in Russia. You make the announcement, and the government and the local authorities, they started to look at the company very seriously. The company which invests in Russia has a real opportunity to grow, and you can get much more business by just having a facility in Russia.
Do you see any prejudice on the side of the government to the type of investment that companies make when they manufacture locally? To be a little more specific, would the government see a company that only packages and does a small part of the production process in Russia very differently than it does a company that has a full production cycle? Or is it really just about having that presence, even if it's with relatively small value added?
Well, on the one side, it's good to have something in Russia than not to have anything in Russia. But at the same time, within 6 months to a year, if you don't do major, if you don't have a clear path of full cycle, or may not be a full cycle, but major manufacturing operations in Russia, the government feels that the company starts milking Russia, trying to, in a way, cheat them, trying to make money. And this would be very difficult to defend long term. However, if it's justifiable, if the company comes in and they say, hey, I came here to package or repackage or do something, and I need a business of this much, 2, 3, 4, 10 million, so it's a target, clear target for everyone, then it's understandable, and you can deal with it.
Very interesting. Alex, in addition to speaking with clients in one-on-one conversations facilitated by FSG, you and your company also offer more extensive services to multinationals that have made a decision to localize in Russia. Could you share shortly what kind of services you provide?
We try to provide the full solution to the company who wants to come to Russia. We are not only finding buildings, we are working as a conduit between Russian government and the company, between a company and their tier and their customers. In many instances, when the company works with their existing customer in Europe who wants to move to Russia or who is already have operations in Russia, the company feels that they don't need anyone to help them in that relationship. However, we put it in the strategic discussions with the companies, because we work, let's say, in the automotive sector with, if not all, but most of the OEMs who exist in Russia. Then we talk in between them, trying to provide our customer enough business to localize and hopefully grow with the relatively high rate. at the same time, we talked to the Russian government to sponsor our discussions with the customers. And this goes not necessarily only with automotive companies, but also railroads and drug producers and medical equipment producers and so forth. So this is the strategic discussions we take. And then we move to area of the regions, and once the company decides which region they want to settle at, then we help them to negotiate with the regional government. In many instances, we can assist with the particular incentives from the local government. Also, we can help in to finding the right and reliable builders in the area if the company wants to build a facility. But because of our network, we sometimes help negotiating the land plots and even the brownfield facilities if the company decides to do brownfield only. So that's the name of the company. It's A to Z Support, and that's what we try to support the companies with. However, if the company needs a specific thing, for example, they want just to sell equipment in Russia, we do have people on the ground who can support that activity as well.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Alex, for a very interesting discussion. As a reminder, FSG clients can request individual conversations with Alex at no additional cost for them by contacting their account manager. Please also look out for a report that FSG will be producing on local manufacturing in Russia, which will be published in the next several months. This concludes our podcast. Until next time, we wish you great outperformance in your emerging markets.